There's a place where they only serve cold beer in long neck bottles, where rusty pickups with gun racks and toolboxes are parked outside. The pool table felt is ripped like the jeans of the folks on the bar stools. And the jukebox is stocked by Chip McCabe, because this is the wrong side of the tracks.
But I always thought that was like a metaphor. But there are actual train tracks.
Wrong side of the tracks. Think you're smart, but you don't know.
Wrong Side of the Tracks with Chip McCabe. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio. We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you an underrated track, but as always, up in the irons.
Metal Dad Radio, I'm the Metal Dad, that's the Candyman, as we do every week. Starting you off with Iron Maiden, well, almost every week, most weeks anyway. Stranger in a Strange Land, that's one we haven't heard in a while. And a totally underrated tune, I think, off their Caught Somewhere in Time album, which I think is a totally underrated album. It's just my two cents. All right, we got a big show for you guys this week. We've got new stuff, anniversary stuff. Heavy Metal World Tour going to a pretty metal city in Europe. Let's get to the new stuff first. This band out of L.A., the L.A. area, has a new record coming out through Nuclear Blast. The band is Nails. Now, this is their first full-length album in 8 years. 8 years. The record is called Every Bridge Burning. It's due out August 30th. Let's give you one of the lead singles off it right now. This one's called Give Me the Painkiller. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Getting grim there. That was an eclectic block of some pretty fantastic, I gotta say, incredibly brutal new music. I love it, Metal Dad. When can we hear some more?
Yeah, that was an eclectic block, wasn't it, of new stuff? I agree. So that right there was a band out of Norway. Of course, they're from Norway. Listen to what they sounded like. Avmacht was the name of the band. They have a new record coming out August 30th through Peaceville called Satanic Inversion Of... .. And we gave you the track Poison Reveal is the name of the lead single from Avmacht, A-V-M-A-K-T. Before that, we gave you a band out of Fargo, North Dakota, called Maul. And they've got a new record coming out October 4th through 20 bucks spin. It's called In the Jaws of Bereavement. We gave you the lead single, which happens to be the title track off that record, Maul. I really dug that. We were talking about how that had a couple spots where the pit would open up in that song. And speaking of pits, Nails started off the block. They always start pits at shows. Every Bridge Burning is the name of the new record. Comes out August 30th through Nuclear Blast. I gave you the track Give Me the Painkiller, which is one of the two lead singles off of that new album. All right. Time now for the Heavy Metal World Tour. The Heavy Metal World Tour. We're going to Europe. We go there a lot on the World Tour. It is arguably the most metal of continents. And we are going to Copenhagen, Denmark. Capital city of Denmark. And it is quite an eclectic music scene in Copenhagen. Let's start you off. And I always, when I do these world tours, I try to find new and new-ish material. Let's start you off with a band called Blazing Eternity, who dropped a new record called A Certain End of Everything on April 19th. Let's give you a track off this now. This one is called The Ghosts of Another Broken Life. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you another eclectic but all-around fantastic block of new and new-ish music from Copenhagen, Denmark. What a metal city.
Yeah, these first two blocks have been all over the place, haven't they? There's been like, they've been very eclectic, which I really like. That right there was a band called Volvatorius, who put out their debut self-titled full-length album on March 15th through Bad Morning Records. And we gave you one of the singles off it. Witch Burns Back is the name of the track from Volvatorius. Before that, we gave you a band called Pectora, who dropped their full-length album Twilight Nights on April 5th. And we gave you the track Victory in Defeat from Pectora. And starting off the block, Blazing Eternity, who dropped their album A Certain End of Everything through Mighty Music on April 19th. And I really dig that. I liked all three of these. But you know my propensity for death doom. So The Ghosts of Another Broken Life was the name of that track from Blazing Eternity. All right. It's time for us now to go into albums celebrating anniversaries. We're going to start. This is going to be a little bit less eclectic blocks, only because I found two albums released on the same day. Same day, same year. And obviously they're both thrash albums because they were released at the same time. And we're going to start. One of these is going to be a band I know you know. And another one's going to be a band maybe you've forgotten or didn't know. Let's start with the one I know you know. It's Testament. Testament, by the way, I think has a new record coming out soon, right? I heard possibly a new single, maybe as early as this fall. We'll see. But Testament, on August 8th, 1989, released their classic album Practice What You Preach through Megaforce Records. Well, let's give you the title track right now. It's Testament, Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
in the dark so you can't see the tears. They hide in the light so you can't see the fear. And you know.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Back at it. Absolutely still crushing it, Metal Dad. I gotta say, you went 3 for 3 today. This was a fantastic block of some albums celebrating some anniversaries.
He's not paid to say that, by the way. He's not paid at all, actually. Metal Dad Radio, and that right there was a band you should all know by now, right? Enslaved. They've been around for a bit. But on August 4th, 1994, they released their second full-length album, Frost, the Rosmos Productions. And we gave you the track Wotan. Before that, we gave you a band called Viking. Now, Viking was from L.A. They only put out two records in the late 80s before doing a little bit of a comeback in the 2010s. But their second album they released, Man of Straw, came out through Caroline Records on August 8th, 1989. Now, if you recognize that tune, it's because it's a cover. We played Hell is for Children, the Pat Benatar cover that they included on this record that I actually like. I like.
It's good. Honestly, when you said I'm playing a Pat Benatar cover, I thought it was a joke, and then I realized it wasn't, and then I realized it was good.
I don't joke on this show, my friend. Also released the same day, August 8th, 1989, Testaments, Practice What You Preach, was released through Megaforce Records, and we gave you the title track off of that record. All right. It's time now for us to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, would be
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. I thought I'd go Dio Sabbath today. I was feeling Dio Sabbath. Let's give you a track I haven't played in a while. This is Children of the Sea. Till next week, kids.
Die. Reaching for the stars, we're blind.